podcast looks at the publication of defamatory material in the context of the internet. We have looked at defamatory material in the traditional contexts of publication, but cyber opportunities for the publication of defamatory material are enormous. It is possible for a person with access to a website to publish the most damaging libel and disseminate it via the internet within seconds. A person defamed on the internet can find it very difficult to identify the maker of a statement, and even where the party who published the statement can be identified, he or she is often not worth suing. The party defamed may seek to have the defamatory statement removed from the public domain as quickly as possible and will immediately approach those responsible for providing the conduit for publication and dissemination, such as the internet service provider. Where a defamatory statement is published electronically, an internet service provider is not considered to be the publisher of the defamatory statement, but is treated as a secondary publisher. The case of Godfrey and Damon Internet in 1999 concerned a defamatory statement posted on the internet. Statements defamatory of the claimant were posted by an unknown person on an internet news group hosted on the defendant's server. The claimant notified the defendant about the defamatory material, which could be accessed on its server, but the defendant did not remove the material from the internet for about 2 weeks. In an action for damages in libel, the defendants argued that they were not the publishers of the defamatory statement. Mr. Justice Morland said that although the defendants successfully showed that they were not the author, editor or publisher of the defamatory statement within the meaning of the Defamation Act 1996, they could not show that they had taken reasonable care in relation to its publication. The internet service provider in this case had been informed of the libel on the internet and had failed to remove it, and the defence therefore failed. In 2009, a case known now as the Google case, the first judicial analysis of search engine liability for defamation under UK law was made. In this case, a company which operates learning courses in the development of games claimed that Google was responsible for defamatory comments on a website which appeared on its search results page. The question was whether Google should be regarded as a publisher of the words complained of, whether before or after Google had been notified of their defamatory comments, or whether it was merely a facilitator. Mr. Justice Eadie found that Google was not liable for publication of the statements because it had no control over the search terms entered by users of the search engine or of the material which is placed on the web by its users. In the context of search engine liability, this case confirms that mere facilitators, like telephone carriers, are generally not liable for defamatory content.